Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich product. Also, flatulence that kills mosquitoes. And the 4-gift rule that could save you lots of time and money. It is Thursday, the 12th of December of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, Google's most searched news story here in the U.S. this year was Hurricane Dorian, which lashed the Bahamas and the East Coast in early September. That's just one of a handful of news stories that you may have already forgotten them by now, like the Notre Dame Cathedral fire that happened back in April. It was only back in April, but doesn't it seem like it was a longer time ago?
Yeah, years.
Then there's the Women's World Cup. If you recall, the U.S. won it for the second time in a row and fourth time overall.
Yeah.
The Area 51 raid.
That was probably one of my more favorite
stories
of the year.
Over
was that in September? When was that?
It feels like it was late summer, early fall.
Mm-hmm. And over 2 million people RSVP'd for this thing on Facebook, but only 134 individuals showed up.
See, that's a load of crap. Aww. I mean, if you were the one throwing a party and you invited that many people and only 100, and they all said they were coming.
Right.
They said they were coming.
Yeah, they said
they were
coming.
You have the apps and the booze for that
2 million people.
Right. And 134 show up.
Well, you're going to have some leftovers.
Messed up.
Well, they told you they didn't have enough bathrooms. Would you go to a party that didn't have enough bathrooms?
Well, it depends. I mean, are there plenty of woods?
No, it's the desert.
Right. There were other tragic stories. The El Paso shooting at the Walmart in August that left 22 people dead, 24 more injured. Sri Lanka was in the news because of the Easter bombings in April that killed a few hundred people. The government shutdown, which you may recall, lasted until January 25th of this year. There was the Equifax data breach settlement and the three earthquakes that hit Ridgecrest, California back in July. The third one was a 7.1, and that was notable because it was the largest quake to hit California in 20 years.
Some of those I had totally forgotten about. Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. And Google's most searched what is question this year.
That could be a dangerous one, I'm sure.
What is Area 51 was the number one answer on the board. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad at least, you know, those 2 million people that didn't show up at least spread the word a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What is a VSCO girl?
Oh, yeah.
I learned that at one of my snack time with Tim, the fifth graders up in Fairfield.
Oh, yeah.
Telling me about it. I was like, tell me more. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Our neighbor Haley, when I asked her, like, what are you going to be for Halloween? She was like, I'm going to be a VSCO girl. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I knew I had heard about it, but I wanted to know how she would describe what it was.
Yeah. A VSCO girl, it's an insult. It's aimed at.
It's not a nice thing.
It's aimed at women who post very heavily edited photos of themselves using the app VSCO, which is spelled VSCO. And evidently it can do wonders. And it is, I guess, kind of obvious when it's used. What is Momo? That was a fake internet challenge where kids supposedly did violent stuff, but it was just a hoax.
It was scary. That's very scary.
What is a boomer? Because of the OK Boomer thing that millennials started using on baby boomers. What is quid pro quo?
I searched that.
Latin phrase that means something for something.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Right. And a handful of others. What is Disney Plus? What is Bird Box about? That was the Sandra Bullock movie that hit Netflix last December. What is a Mandalorian?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that was either. I thought it was a car.
Jen,
sounds like it.
Do you know what a Mandalorian is?
That's the Star Wars show on HBO, on Disney Plus.
But what is it specifically related to the Star Wars universe?
It's got something to do with Boba Fett and, you know, there's a baby Yoda
She is supposed to be a Star Wars fan.
I'm a Star Wars movie fanatic.
She's a purist. This is like an after the fact thing.
I just haven't gotten to this yet.
I did see the first Frozen. I did watch it.
Finally, you saw the first one. Nice.
My daughter had the ear tubes on Tuesday, and I was like, this might be fun.
A Mandalorian is a fictional race of people from the Star Wars universe. Mm-hmm. The fictional race of people, Jen.
Yes. It's a whole race of people that have to do with Boba Fett.
Yes. Yes, it's a... Yes.
Something.
Yes. As I said,
yes,
Jeff.
That is right. Yes.
That's exactly what I said. It's a race of people.
That's what I told you.
That has to do with that thing that I said.
Yeah, on Star Wars.
What is Brexit? Britain's exit from the European Union that barely passed in 2016, but still hasn't happened, which evidently they're having, another vote on today.
Mm.
You know? What do you do when you can't come up with... When you don't like the outcome of a decision, I guess you just hold another referendum on it, have another election on it until you get the result you want. By the way, Apple's new Mac Pro desktop computer is out. And if you want to get the best one possible and max out all the specs, hopefully you're ready to take out a second mortgage, because this puppy will cost you $52,000.
Wow.
And some change.
Wow.
If you max out the new Mac Pro, it'll cost you exactly $52,599.
Oh my gosh.
The cheapest model you can get is $6,000.
Do we know what the average person buys? Do you think the average people are in that $6,000 to maybe $10,000 range?
For a computer? No, the average person goes to Sam's Club and gets a laptop for $429, and then in 3 years goes, why is it not working right anymore?
No, I mean the average person that's purchasing this particular computer.
Oh.
Like, how many people are buying the $53,000 version?
Not many people. It's designed for the professional market, not the individual consumers. Although, if you got that kind of coin, I suppose you could drop it.
So, what kind of job would you have where you would need a $53,000 computer?
Maybe
what kind of high-tech,
editor,
fancy,
video,
DNC?
Movie editor?
Yeah. Macs are like a lot of video and graphic type stuff.
And that price does not include Apple's new $5,000 monitor. I mean, that's more than the cost of TVs, most TVs, big screen TVs, or its $1,000 stand.
Oh my gosh. Is it easy to
Isn't
work?
That crazy.
Like, you know, how Apple.
It better be click and play, right? Is that what you're thinking?
You know how Apple, like, relies itself? What do they pride themselves on being?
Intuitive and user friendly.
Yeah. I wonder if it's easy to work at $53,000. I better be able to say, take clip one and make it clip two, and it just does it.
I don't know. I was reading an article in CNET about it, and it says some of the pricey Mac Pro upgrades include $7,000 for a 2.5 gigahertz 28-core Intel Xeon W processor with turbo boost up to 4.4 something or other, and a 12x12 8GB DDR4 ECC.
That sounds like something. Are you okay?
No.
I'm like, it can't be that easy to use if I don't even know what the heck I'm reading or what's involved or what these things do.
It just means it's real fast,
I guess. And just for reference, that price tag is more than the single motor model of Tesla's new Cybertruck.
Oh wow.
Which starts at $40,000, as well as plenty of other cars.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for something a little less expensive and maybe even more fun, a last minute ugly Christmas sweater maybe? A last-minute ugly Christmas sweater that really sums up one of the hottest trends of the year.
There are so many Christmas sweaters out there. I just can't imagine them coming up with another idea.
Well, this is directly related to the hottest trend of the year. Popeye's chicken sandwich. The new chicken sandwich at Popeye's. They just started selling a new ugly Christmas sweater featuring their chicken sandwich. The sweater has big orange and white horizontal stripes with the Popeye's logo in the orange stripes, and then sandwich in the white stripes.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. Those colors aren't... That's not awful.
It costs.
As far as ugly sweaters go, it could be.
It's not the ugliest.
It's not.
It costs $45 at uglychristmassweater.com.
We're not doing it. It's too expensive. Ugly Christmas sweaters are supposed to be like $5, maybe $10.
Well, no need. Every size was already sold out the last time we checked.
Are we doing the ugly Christmas sweater this afternoon?
I thought we
our luncheon.
We usually do. And I looked at your sweater. I'm like, that's not ugly. Was that an attempt to be an ugly sweater?
It was.
Well, that's actually a nice sweater.
Is it Christmas?
It's not awful.
I don't know.
I don't think it's Christmas. I think it's just an ugly sweater.
It was cold out and it was very thick.
That is very thick.
I'm wearing that today.
It kind of looks like the blue ones here. Well, a couple of them kind of look like a dreidel. It could be a Hanukkah sweater. Hanukkah.
Where did you get it from?
Chris's mom.
Oh, nice.
It's her sweater.
What do you have?
She had 50 of them. So we just go shopping in her drawer every Christmas season.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Pull some things out.
Yeah.
What do you have on, Jen?
What do I have on? I have my tree on, and then I have my shoes.
Oh. I didn't wear anything. Did you, Jeff?
This is a solid blue navy sweater by Club Room at Macy's.
Nice.
I have on a old navy black tunic because I have to get my picture taken after work today before the party. So
there you go.
I should have wore my Kenny Chesney ugly sweater and I forgot.
You didn't get your hands on the Let It Snow sweater from Walmart.
They were selling
for a hot 5 minutes.
The cocaine one.
Yeah.
Darn it.
If you missed that story earlier this week, Walmart was in the news after they pulled down a Christmas sweater that featured a snowman Santa doing lines of cocaine with the phrase "Let It Snow." It may not have fit Walmart's standards, but Amazon was fine with it. It's still on sale there. And thanks to all the publicity, it has become Amazon's best-selling women's novelty sweatshirt. So if you're interested in that, the sweatshirt version is available in unisex sizes for $32 on Amazon. All right. Wow. It's 7:41 with Jeff and Jen at Q102. If you've ever wanted to go to IHOP, but you felt like IHOP was just too fancy for your blood, here's some good news. IHOP just announced it's going to be opening a new fast food chain called Flipped. F-L-I-P apostrophe D.
Are they flipping burgers?
Pancakes.
It'll serve the same basic stuff, just in a fast food style. So you'll order at the counter. There's a limited menu. They'll get you the food as quickly as possible. Some of the items they're going to sell are breakfast sandwiches and burritos, salads, wraps, burgers. They're also going to have a build-your-own pancake bar, Jen.
Nice.
Serve pancakes in a bowl if you want them to go. The first location is going to open in Atlanta in April. They're also planning to open stores in New York, D.C., Denver, and San Francisco to start. I was trying to remember if Tim was a Jolly Rancher hard candy fan or not. Because my buddy Rick used to love the watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, those are the green ones, right? Or were those the...
Yeah, they are the green ones.
Yeah, I like a good hard candy.
Do you prefer the butterscotch or do you like the Jolly Rancher one?
I'm more of a fruit... Yeah, I'm not a Werther's guy. Although that does not fit the stereotype of my list of all the things I love that are old people related.
Right.
What about the cinnamon candy? The circle cinnamon? It's like red and it's got stripes on it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That used to be an old people candy, too.
My Grammy always used to give me a butterscotch hard candy. It was some no-name label, you know. She probably got it at the mall candy store or something.
Like, yeah, where do you even buy those candies?
Like a million years ago when Sears was a thing, they used to have like a like a candy counter you could get a lot of that stuff at.
Aw, Walgreens. They always have them.
Right.
CVS.
Bottom shelf.
Yep.
I am wondering, though, like, who ate a Jolly Rancher and thought, you know what? This Jolly Rancher, this would make a great breakfast cereal. Think about this. With a glass of milk.
It really just feels like a little hard, but kind of chewy outer layer of sugar. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So making that a cereal is like Lucky Charms on crack.
Yeah, General Mills just released a new Jolly Rancher cereal. The cereal pieces come in 5 flavors: grape, cherry, apple, blue raspberry, and the famous watermelon. And
watermelon is pink, by the way, I've just been told.
You sure about that?
That's what I thought too, but that's what's coming in.
Hmm.
It's coming into the newsroom, Jeff. at rapid fire.
And if you're interested, it's exclusively on sale at Walmart right now. It should be available at other stores in March.
I don't understand this.
Didn't the Lucky Charms, didn't they come out with just bags of the marshmallows?
Yeah.
Are those still available or was that a limited time offer?
You can get them at, I think Jungle Gems has them. But then they also have that new Pillsbury came out with a cookie that it has the marshmallow from the Lucky Charms in it.
Huh.
That's out. But this cereal looks like it's just like inflated Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, it's Fruity Pebbles in
inflated.
In a design the shape of Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's all it looks like. I bet they taste the exact same.
Wow. Miller Coors is finally getting in on the hard seltzer trend. And their plan apparently is to make sure if you drink theirs, you won't get a cold, which could keep you from drinking more. Which is not a terrible strategy, but listen to this. Their new seltzer is called Vizzy.
Vizzy?
V-I-Z-Z-Y.
Vizzy.
And it has a ton of vitamin C in every can, about 30 times more vitamin C than what you would find in an orange.
Wow.
Vizzy launches in March, and it will come up in four different mashup flavors: black cherry lime, blueberry pomegranate, strawberry kiwi, and pineapple mango.
Ooh, I like that. I love these hard seltzers. I'm excited.
Pineapple mango sounds
good. It sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cans look really cute.
Mm.
Stupid. Sorry, it was a pop-up. Aren't the cans cute?
Mm-hmm.
I like all those. Like, I love the Vive. I love all the ones that are just, it's like flavored water, but it gets you drunk.
I'll take one of those.
And ain't that a beautiful thing?
Give me the pomegranate one. That's the one that I want.
No, 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 no pomegranates!
No.
Right. No, Jeff.
All right, so this story may be made up, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. There's a 48-year-old guy named Joe Ramirama in Kampala, Uganda. And he's pretty famous around his home village for his flatulence. Because there's something unique about his gas that kills mosquitoes.
Really?
Yes.
His noxious gas is actually poisonous.
To mosquitoes.
As far as we know, it could kill other things, that he hasn't tried to harm yet.
He says no one in his village has ever gotten malaria because his flatulence, his gas,
keeps the mosquitoes away.
Has created a mosquito-free zone within a 6-mile radius.
No way.
Yes.
This is a made-up story.
It was in the Sun.
So you have to believe it.
It was in Britain's Sun.
Yeah. They have some very talented writers and reporters and investigators.
If that's not credible journalism, I don't know what is.
I really don't either. They're solid.
He says no one in his village has ever gotten malaria because his gas has created this mosquito-free zone within a 6-mile radius. And now Joe says that an insect repellent company has contacted him because they want to hire him so they can study his gas and figure out why it's so effective.
Well, I think they should. If that's it, let's get some scientific studies going. So he'll have that to back him up a little bit.
Let's put it in a can and spray it.
That's right.
Yeah, so Joe's not sure why his gas works at keeping mosquitoes away because, in his words, it does not harm people. He said, I eat ordinary food just like everyone else.
Huh.
So I don't know.
That's just his gift. We've all been given a gift to bring to the world, and that is his. He's saving his village from malaria.
Yeah, I wonder at what point did he realize his gift, you know?
Yeah, how did you figure that out?
How did you come upon that?
I mean, was he being swarmed by mosquitoes at one point on one, you know, just really especially humid evening? And he ripped a few and they all just flew away and he's like, hey.
Or they died.
Yeah, or they just fell out of the air and just.
It's possible that you know, since he's been around, no one's ever gotten malaria. And then one day he traveled to a neighboring village, and then all of a sudden their cases of malaria went down, and they're like, wait a minute, what is the one common denominator here between?
Yeah, it's this guy.
Yeah.
And what's so special about him?
Hey, has anyone seen Joe Rama Mama Mama? I think he may have something to do with it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.